Morning Watch, the intrinsic and organic building up of the Church as the Body of Christ, Week 5. The intrinsic factor of the winds of teaching for their evil purpose. Monday, related verses. Hebrews 1, verses 1 and 2. God, having spoken of old in many portions and in many ways to the fathers and the prophets, has at the last of these days spoken to us in the Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the universe. Acts 2, verse 42. And they continued steadfastly in the teaching and the fellowship of the apostles, in the breaking of bread and the prayers. John 16, verses 12 through 15. I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality. For he will not speak from himself, but what he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are coming. He will glorify me, for he will receive of mine and will declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I have said that he receives of mine and will declare it to you. 1 Corinthians 2, verses 9 through 12. But it is written, things which eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and which have not come up in man's heart, things which God has prepared for those who love him. But to us, God has revealed them through the Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the depths of God. For who among men knows the things of man, except the Spirit of man which is in him? In the same way, the things of God also no one has known except the Spirit of God. But we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we may know the things which have been graciously given to us by God. Suggested reading. The Apostles' teaching is the entire speaking of God in the New Testament. The entire New Testament is the Apostles' teaching. It is true that matters such as foot washing and baptism by immersion are included in this book. But they are not the basic, intrinsic, central, and elementary thing. In the universe, there is a marvelous matter, God speaking. The first marvelous thing in the universe is God himself. What a tragedy if there were no God in the universe. However, if there is a God, yet he would not speak, we would be in misery. Without God, the universe is a tragedy. And without the speaking of God, we would be in misery. But hallelujah, we have God, and we have God speaking. God has spoken, and today God still speaks. There are many matters in God speaking. Today, God speaks to us in the Son. He does not speak to us in many portions or in many ways or through the prophets, but in the Son. He speaks to us in one person, the Son. The incarnation is recorded in the four Gospels. The Jesus who spoke in the four Gospels was the very Son of God, and the Son of God is God himself. Thus, we can say that the Lord Jesus is speaking with God speaking in the Son as a man in the four Gospels. John 14, verse 10 says, the words that I say to you, I do not speak from myself, but the Father who abides in me does his works. The Father and the Son are one. When the Son spoke, the Father was speaking. The Father spoke in the person of the Son. God's speaking did not stop in the four Gospels. He also spoke in the Son as a spirit through the apostles from Acts to Revelation. While God was speaking in the sun, one day the sun told his disciples, I have yet many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality. For he will not speak from himself, but what he hears, he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. It is as though the Lord Jesus was saying, when the Spirit of reality comes, he will bring you into all the reality. Yet even he himself will not speak anything of himself. He will receive from me, and then he will declare to you whatever he receives of me. This means that after the four Gospels, there will be God's further speaking. God spoke further in Acts, in the 14 epistles of the Apostle Paul and James, in Peter's two epistles, in John's three epistles, in Jude, and in Revelation. All these are God speaking in the Son. First, God speaking is in the person of the Son. Second, God speaking is in the person of the Spirit. God spoke first in the Son as a man in the four Gospels. In Acts, in the epistles, and in Revelation, God spoke further in the Son as a Spirit through the apostles. The teaching of the apostles is the entire speaking of God in the New Testament, first in the Son as a man, then in the Son as a Spirit through the apostles. In the New Testament, God cannot depart from the principle of incarnation. He must speak through man. In the four Gospels, the man was Jesus. In the succeeding 23 books, the men were the apostles. Today, we are the men. God speaks in the principle of incarnation.